I've always dreamed of being able to order my coffee in Italian like a local, instead of just pointing at the menu and hoping for the best. There's something about speaking another language with real confidence that opens up a whole new world of experiences. That's why I'm so excited about Rosetta Stone Sapphire. It's their biggest launch in over a decade. It takes that research-backed method we all know and trust and adds fresh, cutting-edge features that make it easier than ever to go from knowing a few phrases to speaking naturally about the topics you actually care about. What I love is that you aren't just memorizing vocabulary lists. You learn entirely in your new language through visuals and audio, just like you did as a kid. One of my favorite new features is chat missions. It turns conversation practice into a game, putting you in real-world scenarios, like ordering at a restaurant or asking for directions, and giving you missions to complete. You get real-time feedback along the way, so you build that confidence before you ever have to use your skills in the real world. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners of this podcast can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. This gets you access to Rosetta Stone Sapphire in 25 languages. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/rs10.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening. Subscribe and follow the podcast. YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there. We got a lot to get to on the show today. Back at Eagles camp for the midday show today on a Wednesday as the Eagles have another practice. Hopefully the offense will figure it out. They had a good day on Monday, not a good day on Tuesday. We'll see where they are on a Wednesday. Dallas Goedert was on the show yesterday. If you missed it, Odyssey app or YouTube, go check it out. And Sean Mannion slated to be on the morning show today. Excited to hear Sean Mannion live on WIP for the first time. But the story last night, of course, was the Phils. On the debut of Luis Arraez at second base. But not just that, the surprise to some, I wasn't shocked, a little surprised, but not shocked, was Luis Arraez as the cleanup hitter last night. You know, a lot of the conversation, most of the conversation, I would say, around Luis Arraez over the past couple days has been about the defensive movement, the defensive shift with Bryce Harper back to the outfield, Alec Boehm to first, Bryce is thought to third, Arraez in at second. If it's the right thing, wrong thing, what else we would have done, the fact that Trey's still sitting at shortstop, all that, you know, was really the story of Arraez's arrival. Secondary story was, where is he going to hit? And I think the anticipation was leadoff, but there was a thought, if not leadoff, maybe he would be the cleanup hitter. And that's exactly where Don Mattingly had him last night. And what do you know? It worked out like a charm. First two at-bats, RBI knocks, a single and a double, and Luis Arraez gets two hits in his Phillies debut. And I got to tell you, after seeing it, after experiencing it last night, after watching it, I love it. I love the idea of Luis Arraez as the Phillies cleanup hitter. It is so new school, so the opposite of old school. He's an old school hitter being placed in a spot in the lineup where it is completely foreign to our baseball sensibilities, that a guy with so little power, a guy with so little strikeout, a guy with so little, you would think, ability to drive in runs, quote unquote, it would be the cleanup hitter. And a guy like Kyle Schwarber, who has no speed, you know, very little batting average, a lot of strikeout, would be the leadoff hitter. But I heard something on the broadcast last night, on the radio broadcast at WIP, Scott France gave a statistic, and I might not have it exactly because I'm listening to it, but I heard it enough that I could give you the gist of it. That batting average with runners in scoring position has been tracked since the 1970s. Sometime in the 70s, you could go back and find that data. I guess before that, they probably kept statistics on a lot of things. They certainly did. But they didn't keep it on that day-to-day specific statistics. Since the 70s, we have reliable data on batting average runners in scoring position. So Luis Arraez, in that time, among, I think it's probably 1,300 hitters with at least 500 at-bats or runners in scoring position. I think that was the number. Or it might have been 500 hitters with at least 1,300. It's one of those two. It's Luis Arraez is one of a big group of hitters with a certain number of at-bats to kind of qualify for the leaderboard in that period of time. So, you know, clearly he's had a lot of at-bats in baseball now, and he's gotten a good amount of runners in scoring position. So in that time, all the hitters that have had enough at-bats to qualify for this leaderboard, Luis Arraez, since the 1970s, when this statistic was tracked, has the best batting average with runners at scoring position of anyone in baseball. Anyone in baseball. Above Rod Carew, above Tony Gwynn, it is him. Think about that for a second. He has been the best, and look, he's a great hitter anyway, but he's been easy, been even better when tasked with runners in scoring position. He is one of the best hitters. Just getting a hit when there are runners in scoring position in the last 50-plus years of baseball. That's who Luis Arraez is. So when you think about that perspective, and you kind of unpack what the Phillies are trying to do here and what they have around him, Kyle Schwarber is going to get on base. Trey Turner, you need to just cross your fingers that he will stay hot and he will be able to be the right-handed bat in the middle of the three lefties, however we do the math, however we kind of move these guys around. He will be able to be the right-handed bat in the middle of the lefties that allows the balance in the lineup. So he's going to be somewhere near the top, barring, you know, some sort of unforeseen, just drastic, you know, slump again. And then, of course, Bryce Harper hits third. All right, so if you kind of go off the premise of, all right, well, Arraez does this. He does this really well. Schwarber gets on base, and you want him up early in the game anyway. Turner's going to be part of the mix because you need the righty, and he has the highest ceiling of anybody beyond Schwarber and Harper in the lineup. Then where do you hit Arraez, and how do you line him up? And I know there's a lot of people probably saw that lineup yesterday, like, what? Luis Arraez, our new, you know, singles hitter, is hitting four. What the hell is Don Mattingly doing? What are the Phillies doing? But when you really unpack it, it makes a lot of sense. And then you watch it in practicality last night, and that's exactly what you want. And, you know, protection for Bryce Harper is a subject that's come up a lot for years. And it's obviously been a problem. The Phillies are between a rock and a hard place because they want to, obviously, protect Bryce Harper. Kyle Schwarber has been the best possible protection for Bryce Harper, but you also want Schwarber to get on base for Bryce Harper. You also want Schwarber up more than not, right? So if you bat him fourth, he's going to have less plate appearances per year. You're also going to have first innings where he doesn't get up the plate, and why would you not want Kyle Schwarber up in the first inning of the game if you're the Phillies? You wanted to step out, you know, get out there and ambush a pitcher. So, you know, it's been this pull and tug between what do you do with Arraez and what do you do with protection for Harper. Well, the Phillies have struggled with this for years, and Alec Boehm has not provided sufficient of protection. And really what it's always come down to is you go to the postseason and teams stop pitching to Harper because it's, I'm just going to go after the next guy. That's it. I'm just going to pitch to the next guy. Well, I think it's a little bit different when the next guy is the best hitter in 50 years in terms of hitting with runners in scoring position. I think it's a little bit different. Now, Arraez is not going to scare pitchers to the level of a Schwarber when it comes to power, obviously. But it's a different kind of fear. It's like, oh, I don't want to face that guy. He's going to get a hit. So I think in the big picture, if Arraez stays at four, it is going to help protect Bryce Harper because he is going to get pitchers to hit because if He is on base. You know Arraez is going to put the bat in the ball, and you know Arraez is going to get a hit a lot, and he's probably going to knock some runs in. All of a sudden, you have a big rally going.
The first few weeks back at school set the tone for the entire year. But with new teachers, schedules, and expectations, it can feel like a lot. If you're looking to help your child start strong and stay confident, I've been using IXL to make that transition so much easier. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, it adapts to each child's level and pace, making it easy to spot and close learning gaps in just a few minutes a day before those gaps can snowball. Plus, it's trusted nationwide. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL, and it's used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. It's an easy, cost-effective way to get kids back into a learning routine and walking into class feeling ready and reassured. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Listeners can get an exclusive 20% off an IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
How would you like to live in a home where the floors are always clean? Now you can with Matic, the first intuitive cleaning robot designed and assembled in America for families like yours. Matic sees your home the way you do, so it cleans the way you would. Precise visual navigation means it moves gracefully through real lived-in spaces and almost never gets stuck. Its visual intelligence means you can point at a mess and say, Matic, clean this. Matic also understands over 75 languages, so anyone can use it just by talking to it, even the kids and the grandparents. Nobody has to learn another app. It vacuums and mops daily, it's quiet enough to run at night, and can clean in the dark, so you can wake up to clean floors. Matic is rated 4.9 out of 5 by the families who own it. To get your Matic, go to maticrobots.com. That's maticrobots.com, and get a year's supply of free HEPA bags with your purchase today. Go to maticrobots.com/odyssey, a $96 value at no cost to you. That's maticrobots.com/AUDACY.
So it's one of those things where you have to, sometimes you have to see something to kind of feel what it is. You have to see it to kind of get a good grasp on what it is. And that's exactly what last night was. You saw it, you felt it, you watched it. You saw the energy in the park. And I love the idea of a playoff game starting with Schwarber, starting with the power to start the lineup. And boom, pops a home run. Trey Turner, base hit. Bryce Harper walk. And all of a sudden, Arraez up with two guys on, including a runner in scoring position. And that crowd's on tilt because they know Arraez is about to put the pitcher on the ropes, knock the second run of the game in, and get whoever it is possibly out of the game in the first inning because the team is going to panic. That is the kind of lineup that could scare in the postseason. And maybe it's not lined up the way you would have done it, or I would have done it, or anyone in baseball would have done it 20 years ago. You know, maybe that's not it. Maybe those days are out. And maybe we got to rethink lineup construction. The Dodgers have done this in recent years. Ohtani's the leadoff hitter. And they put the Freemans in the bats, 2-3. They'll put a Will Smith 4. I mean, these guys have more pop, obviously, than Arraez, and very little pop. But, you know, if I always thought Freddie Freeman's bat-to-ball skills were such a huge part of his ability to hit, you know, 3-4 for the Dodgers. Now, when he was a little bit better, a little closer to his prime when he first got to L.A. and he was in the MVP race and all that, he would hit 2, you know. But now Freddie's not the same player he used to be. Freddie's still really good, but he'll hit 3 or 4. and those guys, the Ducks will be on the pond. And you know, Freddie's going to get a hard single up the middle to drive in a run, but he's been doing it forever. And I think Luis Arraez may have found the right team for himself. You know, Arraez has had an interesting career where, you know, for as good of a player as he is, he's really bounced around. It's five teams in 5 years, you know, from the Twins to the Marlins, the Padres to the Giants, now the Phillies. Bounced around, has not found a home, even though he keeps winning batting titles. He's, you know, in baseball fan circles, if not a household name, kind of a household name. You know, he's one of the more famous players for what he is in baseball. And I think he's found his way here, and he's found his spot to be with the Philadelphia Phillies. And I think he's found a home hitting in this particular spot in the order. Now, it doesn't mean it's going to stay. It doesn't mean they're not going to change it or tweak it. They could absolutely do that. And I actually expect them to do that as time goes on. I don't think it's going to be this maybe everyday lineup. You know, they last ended up facing an opener, then a bulk righty. So, you know, we'll see where it goes the rest of the season. But I saw something last night I liked. And I think if you're trying to take advantage of everyone's skill set to the best of their ability, I think a rise in that spot actually makes the most sense. You're taking advantage of what he does because theoretically, between Schwarber, Turner, Harper, somebody should be on base. You know, those guys, when at their best, all get on base a lot. Schwarber and Harper are the best on base guys. Harper's probably the best one in his career, where he is, because he had a higher batting average than Schwarber, so his on base is probably 20 points higher, if not 30, for his career. And then, you know, Turner, we know he's streaky as heck, but when he gets going, he could hit singles and doubles and triples and home runs and do damage. And then all of a sudden, you know, once you get past top three, it's not that big fall off. And you had to deal with Luis Arraez, who's probably going to get another single and drive the pitcher crazy. So I'm curious to see how the Phillies let us breathe, if they change it up day to day, if they ever try to ambush a righty with the three lefties at Paterno for, which is something I drew out the other day. But it's one of those, right? I know it wasn't the expectation for many. It was up on the back of all of our minds. We discussed it on the midday show. Could they put him four? They could. But once you see it, it's like, oh, I get it now. And it reminded me, you know, in 2024, when the Phillies probably were in the best run of regular season baseball that they've had during these years, they got off to that tremendous start and their best record in baseball and all that. And they basically, you know, won the division in April and May. When that happened, Alec Bohm was hitting cleanup. That was his best year. He made the All-Star game, and he had a really good start to the season. And part of his start, part of the reason people were excited, he's not knocking in a lot of runs batted in. Well, it's because he carried a high batting average, and there were always guys on base. But he couldn't sustain that because that's not who he is. Alec Bohm is 278, 280. He's not 320. You know, he'll have stretches. Just like Arraez will have stretches of 400, but then everyone goes back to who they are, and everything evens out. So that wasn't who Bohm was, but it was for a while, and it got everyone excited. That was the highest caliber of Bohm, and they found the right spot for him at four because they weren't asking for power. They were asking him to knock the runs in that were there, and it worked. Well, Arraez is that, but better. Slightly less power, not that Bohm has much power, but, you know, Arraez is going to hit his 5 to 8 to 10 home runs, and Bohm's going to hit his 15. But that's, you know, 11 to 15. But that's who they are. They put the bat on the ball. Arraez is just better at it. So I think there's a more mental toughness and a clutch version of Arraez than Bohm. Bohm wilts in the big moment. I think Arraez will rise in the big moment. He has that kind of a fire to him and that kind of, you know, you see it when you watch him. But that was the best version of Bohm, and this could be an even better version in that four spot. I liked it. I really liked what I saw last night, and I appreciate that Don Mattingly and the Phillies went there and went to that degree to try it in game one. Not like fell into it, but said, you know what? This is the best play for us. This is the way we're going to do things, and this is the way we're going to start off this process. Loved it. Loved the game last night. Lizardo, awesome. I love Lizardo. Lizardo is a, you know, if you love swing and miss pitching, you love Jesus Lizardo. And I love swing and miss pitching. Really good effort by him last night. On that team, if we're being fair, you know, it's a shell of what it was 2 weeks ago. Wood out with an injury. Garcia traded. Need traded. You know, that great offense they had in the first half of the year gone. And they will, you know, they made a decision to kind of pump everything to the future, which made sense for them. But yeah, they're going to go from, hey, the Nationals were two out of a playoff spot to probably like seven pretty quickly here. They're just not the same team. Foster Griffin traded to Cleveland. So, but good win for the Phillies. Let's get another one tonight. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there.